I'm Alexa, and you're listening to my mommy.
You are tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show, a digital global classroom where individuals across all ages, backgrounds, and career levels tune in for guidance and motivation to live life on their own terms. Hosted by award-winning author, transformation coach, and the self-proclaimed Latina Oprah, The Nancy Ruffin Show is where inspiring thought leaders, modern-day influencers, and social game changers come to discuss their own personal journeys and have real conversations about the journey to success. It's where the next generation of leaders come to tap into their potential, ignite their fire, and expand their self-awareness. So if you're ready to power up and blaze trails of positive change, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Welcome back, mi gente. You know who it is. It is your girl, Nancy Ruffin, and you are tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show. I want to welcome everyone back. We are in the midst of the best season of our lives. Yes, I am claiming it. I am affirming it. And I don't care what has happened at the other parts of this year in your life. Whatever has happened, we're going to leave that in the past. And we are stepping into this new season full of life, full of positivity, full of the promises that we know that God has in store for us and for our lives. And whatever has stopped us before, I want you to let that go. I want you to release it. I want you to tell the enemy no more. They have no hold on you. Your God is a great God. He is a big God. And what you deserve is coming to you in this season. I want you to say it. I want you to claim it. I want you to affirm it. I'm getting mines this season. Say it again. I'm getting mines this season. And so with that, I just want to welcome all of my new listeners. If you have never experienced the Nancy Ruffin Show, if you have never experienced me in person or on my social media, let me give you a brief intro as to what we do here on the Nancy Ruffin Show. The show is a purpose-driven personal and professional development podcast. Everything that we do and we focus on here is based on being intentional, on being purposeful, on making sure that every single action we take, word that we speak, thought that we think is aligned with our God-given purpose, which means you should not be wasting any time doing anything that is not in direct alignment with who God has called you to be. Okay? That right there is the summary, the gist of the whole concept of this podcast. So what you'll find here is a lot of discussion about God, about self-awareness, and how our ability to really tap into our self-awareness guides and drives all of the decisions that we make, how we react to certain situations, how and what we allow in our lives, how we set or don't set boundaries in our lives. All of that is tied to self-awareness. Now, it's important to have self-awareness because unless you are self-aware, then you don't know what drives you. You don't know what motivates you. You don't know what is pushing your buttons. You have to be able to understand yourself at your core, because when you do, you can make better decisions. When you make better decisions, you create a better future for yourself. When you create a better future for yourself, you start to live in alignment with who God has called you to be. And so, with that being said, I just want to welcome you. I hope that your time here with me is fulfilling. I hope that every time you tune into an episode, it forces you to look at yourself in a different lens. I hope that you get something of value from the podcast. And I hope that you leave here with more answers than questions. Right. And because the whole purpose of the podcast is to teach, to share knowledge, to enlighten you in a way that you weren't enlightened before you pressed that play button on your device. And so with that said, I encourage my listeners to send me questions, to leave me comments. This is a very engaging platform, and the more you engage with me, I think the better the experience it is for all of us. So if you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, make sure you go on and you hit that subscribe button. If you listen to this episode and you absolutely loved it and you learned from it and you know you're going to be tuned in next week, then leave us a rating, give us a review, leave us a comment, share in your social networks, tell your friends about us. I mean, spread the good word. And if for whatever reason you didn't like it, if for whatever reason it fell short of your expectations, well, you know what? That's perfectly fine, right? Not everyone is going to embrace me or like what we do here, and that's okay too. But what I would ask is that you leave me some feedback and just let me know in what ways we did not live up to your expectations, right? Because I am not above critique, and I understand that the only way I can get better and provide my audience with the content that they want is by providing that open platform for dialogue. And so that includes both positive and not so positive critiques. So I'm just happy to be back. This past week was the beginning of a new job for me, which I was really excited about. As I've been talking about on this podcast, this new role pretty much just literally fell in my lap. I was not looking to leave my last role. I was very, very comfortable. But I always say that sometimes when we're comfortable, God forces us to move. And what was happening for me was that although I was comfortable in the work that I was doing, I was very uncomfortable in the environment that I was in. We've had change of leadership the past couple of years, and so the culture in the department that I worked in has completely changed. And while I am a change agent, I'm a transformation coach, I embrace change. Sometimes there comes a point where all change is not in the best interest of the individual. And even though I wasn't looking to move, I felt like God was pushing me to move. And he knew that the only way I would do that was by making me uncomfortable in the environment that I had become so accustomed to being. And so, you know, it's funny how God works, because I had been working at one of our hospitals. You know, I work for an organization, and under the umbrella of the corporation, we oversee about 11 or 12 hospitals. And so in my previous role, one of my jobs was to oversee a handful of those hospitals, and it required me on a weekly basis to have meetings with the leadership. So I had really close relationships with the CFOs, the CEOs, and in one instance, I was at Jacoby Hospital. I was doing a walkthrough with the head of our health insurance company, because our corporation also owns a managed care health insurance company. And so I was doing a walkthrough with the president of marketing and sales in collaboration with the CFO of Jacoby Hospital. And throughout that day, throughout that walkthrough, both of them offered me jobs, within their departments. And I was not prepared for any of it. But I said, you know what? What can it hurt to have a discussion, right? Let me go in and talk to both. Let me see what they're offering. Let me see how it aligns with the vision that I have for myself in the future. You know, let's just see, because it doesn't hurt to talk. And so I did. And after weighing both of them, I need to be in a job that allows for some flexibility. I have two young kids, so I need to be able to leave early in case one of my kids gets sick. I have to be able to work from home on occasion should, you know, there be a snow day, the school is closed, I can't find a babysitter last minute. You know, these are all things that play, you know, that are really high on my list of priorities when it comes to seeking job opportunities. While some are really driven and motivated by salary, for me, salary is important, but the flexibility that I can have, you know, in a job at this point in my life trumps really like the salary. So I can take less in salary if I have the flexibility to do all of this other stuff as it relates to my time and my children. Anyway, fast forward, when it came to Jacoby, I pretty much told the CFO no twice. Again, because I was very comfortable in the position. But then I prayed on it. And I had a conversation with my husband about it. And ultimately, God told me to move. And so I decided to take this new role. And I will tell you that it has been probably the best decision that I've made thus far. I am doing something brand new, completely different. I've been in this role for a week, and though I was initially nervous because I wasn't sure what I was stepping into, I am really happy about the environment that I am in. I love my boss. I love who I'm reporting to. She is a phenomenal woman, super smart, very respectful, and very open door policy, you know, so I feel very comfortable speaking to her and bringing things to her. And this is me just being there for a week. I feel very comfortable. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about this because earlier this week, I had saw a video, a snippet of a video that the rapper now turned, I guess he was a reality TV star and now podcast host. He also hosts a YouTube show called State of the Culture, Joe Budden. And on one of the episodes, he was talking about this idea that if you're a creative and if you really want to be successful in achieving your dreams, then you have to be able to go all in. And what he was saying about going all in, he pretty much was saying that you have to quit your job. You have to be able to quit your job and suffer through whatever storm comes within that time frame until you accomplish your dream or until you reach, you know, that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And I'm gonna share a snippet of the video because I want you to hear it in his own voice. But it really forced me to think about that in relation to myself and in relation to all of the things that I do and in relation to the many creatives who I know are out there who work full times, you know, who work full time 9 to 5 and then come home and work on their creative dreams or their side hustles or, you know, whatever it is. And I wanted to challenge this idea that in order for you to be successful at your dream, that you have to give up the security that a 9 to 5 job affords you. And so there are a number of things that we have to look at when we're talking about this, right? Because not everyone might be in a position where they can just say, screw it, I'm gonna quit my job and I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna go all in and I don't care what happens. I'm gonna quote unquote weather the storm and either I sink or I swim. So when we come back from this break, we're gonna get into this topic. I'm going to share some of the responses that I got on my social media with regard to this discussion because I posed it as a question on my Instagram, and some of the feedback that I got was really interesting. You know, so I'm gonna leave you with this question. In order to successfully achieve your dreams, do you think you have to go all in? Do you think that you have to quit your full-time 9-to-5 job in order to accomplish your dreams and to be successful? And if you don't, does that make you less successful? So sit tight. When we get back, we're going to get right into this conversation. Welcome back. It's your girl, Nancy Ruffin. And on this week's episode, I wanted to talk about the recent comment that Joe Budden made on his YouTube channel, I guess, show State of the Culture, where he's basically saying that in order for you to really find success in your dreams or in that thing that you're passionate about, you have to quit your 9-to-5 job. So I'm going to play a snippet of what he said, and then I want to talk a little bit about it. So here we go.
I don't believe that any of you are serious until that occurs.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Gotta take that jump. Gotta take a jump.
Yeah, don't okay, don't try so to steal second base and keep your foot on first.
Get you
go to your job. Tell them niggas, yo, got something on the side that I have some faith in, and walk away.
Yeah.
And then weather the storm. Yeah. That's the important part. Hey, creatives, it ain't about how much money you make, how much debt you're in. It's really all about, can you weather this storm? That whole corny saying, the light at the end of the tunnel, let's not make that applicable here, but it is. If you can get through being broke for the next 9 months, the lick is...
Okay, so there you have it. He says if you can weather the storm and if you can survive for the next 9 months, kind of like you get ready to give birth, right? Like if you can survive for the next 9 months, you're going to be okay. Now, I have... Let me reserve my own opinion on this for a second. But there are a number of things that I believe are problematic with what Joe is saying here, because he's almost assuming that if a person quits their job, that in 9 months or less, they're gonna pop off and become successful in whatever dream they're chasing or passion that they're pursuing. And I think that you have to be careful when you make statements like that, because you're making blanket statements that are not applicable to everyone. We don't know at what stage in life a creative is in. And so while one may be, you know, in the early stages and not have as much responsibility, they might be in a better position to quit, you know, their 9-to-5 job, you know, because they live at home with their parents. They don't have a lot of responsibility. Maybe they don't have to worry about how they're going to pay their rent or their mortgage or children's tuition. Maybe they don't need health insurance. Maybe they're not thinking about, you know, retirement or any of these. There's a bunch of things that you consider depending on the phase that you're in your life. And I will be the first to say that when I was younger, you know, probably in my 20s, when I was still living at home, when I had no responsibilities, the only bill that I was responsible for was paying the car insurance on my car and gas. And at the time, I was working full time. I was going to school full time. And I think that had I been smart enough back then, or maybe had I been clear on what my purpose was, on really knowing and identifying, you know, the dream that I have now, I probably would have quit my job and went all in, you know, on my dream. Because at that point, what do I have to lose? Not much, really, you know, because my room and board is not dependent on the 9-to-5 job that I'm working. at the time, I was covered under my parents' health insurance, you know, and so there were so many things back then that I didn't have to worry about or concern myself with that I think in that situation, it's almost like a no-brainer, like, hell yes, let me just quit this job, let me go all in on my dream, let me give it everything I got, you know, so that in a year or two, boom, it pops off, I'm a success, right? That is 20-something-year-old Nancy. 42-year-old Nancy, right, which is what I am today, has a different outlook on this because I'm in a different level or different phase in my life. It's not just me at this stage in the game, you know, so whatever decision I make for myself, I'm making for my family. And I can't just think about myself because I'm married, I have a husband. We have a contract, right, in the marriage, and part of that contract is that we make all decisions together because whatever decision I make for myself impacts and influences my husband and this family. And so if I were to just all of a sudden say, you know what, honey, I really believe in all of this work that I'm doing. I really believe in this podcast. I really believe in my writing. I believe in my coaching and in all of the many different things that I do that I love, that I'm passionate about. I believe in all of it. And because I believe in it, because I think I know I'm going to be successful. You know, I just haven't caught my big break, but I know it's coming. I know it's coming. And in order for it to come, I got to quit my job. Right. I can't just go and tell them I'm going to quit my job, because then what that does is it tilts the scales of the relationship and it puts all of the burden on my husband. And so now where we were a two-income household, he would then have to figure out how we're going to cover all of our expenses, how we're going to pay our mortgage, how we're going to pay our daughter's, you know, school tuition, how we're going to pay health insurance premiums, deductibles, co-pays, you know, car notes, insurance, all of that. So I can't just say I'm going to quit my job because I have faith in my, you know, in my dreams and I know I'm going to pop off. I just need to go all in. I can't do that. And nor do I want to, because I find joy in the work that I do in my full-time job, you know, and a lot of the work that I do really is driven by being of service. And I work in the healthcare industry. There's no other industry where you provide more service than in healthcare. And so in a sense, you know, what I'm doing on my 9-to-5 is still fulfilling a part of what I'm passionate about. And one of the things that I was talking to someone about earlier was that we have to define what the word success means for us, right? Success is relative. And so for Joe Budden, what he may deem as being successful might not be what I define as being successful, right? Maybe to him, being successful means attaining a certain level of fame, attaining a certain level of monetary wealth, being recognized by the masses, achieving celebrity status, going viral. I mean, I don't know what he defines as success, but for me, what I define as success is being able to bring something of value that helps another person. What I define success as is being able to do work that I love and that I'm passionate about. I define success by being able to have a sense of peace and joy in my life, being healthy, being able to provide for my family without worrying about when the next check is going to come, you know? And so for me, I'm already successful because I've defined what success means to me. So I think that when we see or when we hear comments like what Joe was making, we have to kind of take that with a grain of salt. And if we are the ones who are making these statements, we have to be very careful of the message that we are putting out into the world, because we don't know whoever is listening, whoever's receiving this message, we don't know in what frame of mind they're in. You know, someone on my Instagram, one of the things that they pointed out about, you know, telling someone to quit your job, you know, and go all in, was their mental state, right? So imagine if you're making this comment to someone who struggles with depression or anxiety or some kind of mental illness, and you're telling them to quit their job because it's the only way they're going to be successful, but they don't have the mental capacity to really understand what that means. You know, it's very dangerous, because you're putting people, you're potentially putting someone in a situation that can be very harmful to them. You know, someone else mentioned that, you know, how about if it's a single parent and they're the only provider for their household? Like, that person can't just, you know, quit their job, kind of like what I was saying. They have other people that are dependent on them, you know, so if they quit their job and there's no income coming in, how are they going to support themselves and support their family? You know, but on the contrary, I also think that if, you know, you want to quit your job and that's your goal, you want to quit it because you want to be able to give your all, you know, to your dreams and to your passion, you can't do it blindly. You have to have a plan in place, which means is you're not just going to quit your job from one day to the next, or at least you shouldn't. What you should do is put a plan in place, right? And figure out how much money you need realistically to survive for the next year or two, right? And you account for everything, for all of your expenses on a monthly basis, plus you have a little nest egg for unexpected things that, you know, tend to pop up. Stuff always happens, things that we don't expect. So I think that if you plan for that, and if you save enough money, if you use your job, you know, to save the money that you're earning from there with, you know, an end date to quit a year from now, then I think you're in a much better position to do that than someone who just says, you know what, I'm gonna quit my job tomorrow. I don't care what they say. I'm gonna go all in because I got this dream and I know I'm gonna blow, and I just need to have all my focus on this. So I'm going in tomorrow and I'm gonna just quit. Like, the person that does that is not thinking long term, because you're not thinking about how you're going to support yourself. And I will tell you that being able to give 100% to your dream is beautiful. But if you're stressing about how you're going to eat, if you're stressing about how you're going to pay for the roof over your head, if you're stressing about your bills, there's no way that you can properly focus on chasing your dream when your basic needs are not being met. And this kind of goes back to a conversation that I had maybe a few episodes ago on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, and pretty much what I was saying is that until your basic needs are met, there's no way that you can focus on anything else. And it's just the hierarchy, right? It's we have to be able to survive before we can get to that level of enlightenment or being able to fulfill our highest potential. And I think that as people who have public platforms, as Joe Budden, he has to be a little bit more responsible with the messages that he's sending out there, because it can be dangerous. And the last thing that, you know, at least the last thing I would ever want to see is someone taking something that I said and taking it for face value without doing their own due diligence. And I know that it sounds, you know, great to say that you quit your job and that your job now is going to be just focusing on your dreams, but you have to make sure that you have a plan. You can't just go in blindly. A lot of times, you know, people have dreams and they have passions and they want to start businesses, but 9 times out of 10, they don't even have a business plan. They have no idea how they're going to scale their business. They have no idea how they're going to grow their business. They can't even tell you, you know, in 30 seconds or less, the problem that their business is solving. They don't know who their target market is. They don't know who their competitors are. And all of those things are key components for any business that you're in. And that goes for, you know, a business like healthcare, or whether you're a creative, like an artist, or someone like me who's a writer or a podcast. I have competitors. There are a ton of people who are doing what I'm doing. And I think that in order to really be a successful business, you have to be able to have a clear and concise business plan where all of these things are detailed. And not too many people want to invest the time that it takes to create a business plan, because it requires work. It is a long document that requires tons of research. But I will tell you that without a business plan, you will fail. You have to have a plan in whatever you're doing, however you're moving in life. If you're just moving aimlessly with no direction, with no idea how you're going to get from one level to the next, then you're never going to get there because you have no plan. And the same goes for business. If you think you're going to quit your job tomorrow and go all in on your dreams and pursuing your passion, but you have no plan on how to do that, you're not going to be successful. And what's worse, you're going to be unemployed. You know, so I just really wanted to share these thoughts, because don't listen to what everybody is saying out there. At the end of the day, you have to look at your own situation. And you have to make the best decision for you. Don't let anybody make you feel bad about working your 9-to-5 and working your side hustle. By the same token, don't let anyone make you feel bad because you quit your 9-to-5 and you're giving your all to your side hustle. Again, it all depends on the individual's circumstances. And one person might be able to do that more easily than someone else. So being able to identify where you are in your life and making sure that you plan accordingly and that you're being smart in the decisions that you're making, that, my friends, is what's going to help you achieve whatever level of success that you have defined for yourself. Hope this was helpful. If you have any thoughts, drop me a comment. But until next time, mi gente, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.